Lori Kinnear hopes to hit the ground running when she joins the council officially in January. As legislative aide to current councilmember Amber Waldrop and former councilman Richard Rush, she believes she already has a head start since she's familiar with how ordinances are written and researched and is also accustomed to dealing with city staff.
Planners, the people in neighborhood services, the people in HR, all the people that work under the mayor in administration, those are the people that you have to work with closely in order to get ordinances passed, in order to get information.
As for priorities, Kinnear believes public safety is job number one. She says she helped to craft an ordinance dealing with human trafficking, along with the city's attorney's office, under Mayor Verner, and wants to revisit that to see if there are loose ends that need fixing. She also wants to look at smart justice reforms tied to property crime. She says Spokane police lament the fact that they often arrest people for property crimes, but many don't serve jail time because the jail is full of other offenders.
Smart justice is one of those things that can address, do we need people in jail, actually in jail, or should they be in drug treatment, or should they be in a mental health intervention of some kind? Are they people who have too many parking tickets? Why are they there? Should they be there? Because people who commit property crimes should be in jail. They shouldn't be out to commit them again.
After the beginning of the year, the council will also address the issue of a citywide sick leave policy for employers. Kinnear says she wants some time to decide how that should be crafted.
I would like to talk to business owners who would be directly affected by that. I want to find out what their concerns are. That's not to say I don't support it. I just want to look at it again. And I feel that because I'm the new person coming in, I should be able to do that.
Lori Kinnear also wants to reassure those who might worry about the support that she got from unions who contributed to her campaign.
We have become a community and a nation that's vilifying unions because they want a livable wage job. And I think we all deserve that. The unions are fighting for that. And they're fighting for everybody. It's not just if you're in their little union, but they want that for everybody. And I don't see that as a conflict with the rest of the community.
Kinnear says she also believes the analysis of the election as a move by the council to a progressive majority is overstated. She says the council is far from the type of leaders who would agree on specific issues because of their political leanings, and cites the recent dealings with the city's sick leave policy as a good example of that. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.